This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Corey Jones. It's going to be another hot weekend on the Front Range, Western Slope, and across southern Colorado. Highs are expected to hit well over 100 degrees in some places. Here's National Weather Service meteorologist Zach Hiris.
We've just kind of been stuck in this relentless pattern where what we call the heat dome can lead to, you know, prolonged periods of this hot and dry weather that we've been seeing on and off through really the last 4 weeks or so.
Heat advisories are in effect across the state, along with public health advisories and air quality warnings. If you're spending time outside, protect yourself from the sun and stay hydrated. The Trump administration says there's a lot of coal under federal lands, about 4 billion tons at existing mines, plus over 350 billion in new areas. About half that is in Wyoming and Montana. Donna Burkholz leads a group that represents residents there. She says they're concerned decisions are being made in D.C.
that don't really take into consideration the life lived by a rancher who's just trying to make sure that his land is healthy.
The coal industry has been in decline for almost two decades. The Trump administration is trying to revive it by extending the lives of coal plants and building new ones. The administration says Colorado alone has about 50 billion tons of potential coal resources. And the nation's first public library with a focus on nature has a grand opening today. The Anythink Library's 15-acre campus in Thornton is near the Ayler Open Lands and has a focus on environmental stewardship. This is CPR News and KRCC.